Olori guardano di bubu denti villi dar loro, 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 olori guardano di bubu denti villi dar loro, olori guardano di bubu denti villi dar loro, olori guardano di do, abdi illa do, olori guardano di do, abdi illa do.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books, youth radio on WGXC 90.7 FM. Acre, Catskill, and Hudson, listener-supported, hands-on radio for Greene and Columbia counties. I'm Antonia. I'm 12, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I am also from Hudson.
Yay!
And Antonia and myself are generally joined here every Monday from 3:30 to 4 p.m. by Moshi, Gina, Ingrid, sometimes Mamuda, and previously Quinn and Maddie. To talk about books.
Books we love, books we're currently reading.
All that good stuff.
Yay.
Today it's just me and Antonia.
Yeah, we're all alone. and we're going to talk about books.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
We have a lot of books.
Or we could talk about elephants, you know, whatever.
What kind of elephant?
The big kind.
The big kind? Not the baby kind. I like baby elephants. Mm-hmm. Like Dumbo.
Yay.
He's cute.
I like Dumbo. And I like the Dumbo fairground ride.
Oh, yeah? I haven't tried that one.
Well, I did when I was like 3 because it is very small. And it's like you have to be like under a certain height.
So you like flying around in a Dumbo shaped thing.
It's so exciting.
So you have a magic feather?
Maybe.
But anyways. Speaking of elephants, what book did you bring to talk about today?
Well, I didn't actually finish it yet, but I brought The True Meaning of Smekte.
Finally.
Yay.
The suspense has been killing us. When are we going to learn about Smekte?
Yes. So, The True Meaning of Smekte. Well, I saw my friend Ruby read it, and normally every single time she reads a book, I end up reading it later and absolutely loving it, because that's also where I heard about, like, the Uglies books, and she read The Hunger Games before anyone read The Hunger Games, and it was so exciting. Yay. And so I thought, like, I would really love this book, so I went to the Spotty Dog, and I got it, and I started reading it, and it was actually pretty good. But it's not the kind of book that I'm used to, because I tend to read, like, dystopian books and stuff. And it's really funny because it takes place in 2013. And they think that that's, like, so much in the future from the people who are actually going to be reading the book. But really, it's, like, 2012 now.
Although I think it's a fairly recent book.
Yeah, no, but, like the characters in the
book. Oh, the characters think it's far in the future. Okay, I see.
Yeah, like, they think that they are far in the future from. But It was pretty good. It's like sci-fi. And so Smekte, well, Smek is like, he is like the ruler of the aliens, and the aliens, they call themselves the Boov, which is like B-O-O-V.
The Boov.
And and they invaded America in their big spaceship. And so, like, the main character's mom, I don't remember what her name is, she has been abducted by aliens, and she was to go fold laundry for them, and she was called by this giant wart, because one day, she was, like, in the night, she was sleeping, and then the aliens came and took her away, and made her, and they liked the way that she folded laundry, and so they stuck a giant wart on her neck that sometimes glows. And then they sent her back to Earth. And then when they finally came down and invaded Earth, the wart started glowing and turning purple. And then all the aliens came and took her because she had a glowing purple wart. And then, so now the main character, she doesn't have her mom anymore. And all the humans, like the Boov at first thought that them and all the humans could live together on Earth in peace, but after 5 months they declared that it wasn't working out, because the Boov would always like just randomly come into people's houses and be like, this is my house now, goodbye. And so they're sending all the humans to live happily in Florida. And at first all the humans tried to fight back, but then the Boov were like better and had better stuff. And so now the girl, she learned how to jive by, even though she's like really little, because she glued soup cans to the bottom of her church shoes so that they could reach the pedals. And now she's very good at driving. And then she goes to some town and she's got a cat that's name is Pig. And so everyone is driving down or on their way to Florida. But then she ends up being in this town, and there's nobody there, and she doesn't really go past the town, and she meets this other Boov who's like, hi, let's be friends. And then
do they sound like that?
Maybe.
In your brain?
Yes, in my brain they do. And so, like, yeah, and it's written in, like, essay form, sort of. So at the beginning, it's got this essay by so and so, whatever, and it's like for school, she had to write a essay on like what life was like before the Boovs invaded, and like now, or the Boov.
And
so
it's a funny word.
I know. And so then at first she got a C+ on the essay, because like the first little tiny like 30 pages of the book is just like her first essay, and then she got a chance to redo it, and then she got like a higher grade afterwards. And so, but like why they have to write the essay is whichever, it's for a contest, and whichever is the winning essay, they're gonna put it in the time capsule to be uncovered or like dug up hundreds of years from now, so that the people can see what it was like before the Boov invaded. Yeah. And it was pretty good. People who like sci-fi will like it.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't finish it yet. Like, I really want to finish it, but I have a different book that is even more better. Even gooder. Even more good. Even better. Even better.
And I knew you'd get there.
Yes. And it's coming out in, like, February, the other book, and I'm not going to
see it. Oh, so it's not out yet?
No.
But is this the one that you have an advanced copy of?
Yes.
Okay. And she talked a little bit about it last time.
Yeah, and it's very good. And so I want to finish that book first, even though I started The True Meaning of Spec Day before. And I also have to read a historical fiction book for school, so I've got a lot of books going.
Wow. Yeah, I was just looking up The True Meaning of Spec Day, and apparently they have a website called smecday.com. I don't know if it's still up. I would assume it is, but maybe that's worth checking out. Where The author made the site. It includes a short video to help humans understand the invasion. It explains changes to the calendar, which has been simplified to 3 months. Boovember, Humanuary, and Mitch. Mitch is a very or no, all of them are pretty short, except Boovember is really long. It's 329 days. Humanuary is 5 days, and Mitch is 31 days.
Wow. Yeah.
And there's Smexgiving. I hear that's coming up soon. Are you going to celebrate?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, well, Smek, Mr. Smek is like the king of the boob. And so, like, they changed all the holidays to just be Smek, whatever.
Yeah, Smek Day is the new Christmas.
Yeah.
Smexgiving and Boov Passover. It's my favorite holidays. And then I also read that they're making an animated film.
Oh, yeah?
Called Happy Smek Day. And it's going to star Jim Parsons and Rihanna at this point, at least. But it's not going to be out until 2014.
Darn.
It'll be interesting.
It will.
To see what it's like animated. Like,
yeah.
What do the Boov look like?
Well, they have pictures in the book.
Actually. Oh, they do.
They have a lot of pictures, but like little pictures. And the Boov, they look sort of like fat ghosts, like animated ghosts, except for like, I mean, they're not like see-through or anything, but you know how when people draw ghosts, sometimes it's just like a arch with like squiggles underneath. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they look sort of like that, but they have tons and tons and tons of legs.
Huh.
They have, like, just, like an octopus, but with more than 8 things on the bottom. Yeah.
So they walk on their legs?
Yeah. But they've got a lot of them. Like, so the top of them is just, like, a ghost, but then the bottom is just a really big mess of legs. Hmm. Yeah.
I wonder where the author got the idea for this.
I don't know.
These characters.
It's pretty cool, though.
Yeah, it's written by Adam Rex. And I've heard, although I've not literally heard, I've heard rumor that the audiobook is very good.
Yeah?
But I haven't actually heard the audiobook.
Well, I'll have to listen to it. It's got a really cool cover, too. Mm. I can't really explain it, but it's like buildings with... And then it says the true meaning of Smek Day, like, on the sides and on top of all the buildings. Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool. Yeah.
Awesome.
So what book did you bring, Emily?
Well, I'm reading 3 books right now. I'm listening to 2 of them, and I'm reading 1 of them. But I will talk about Through to You by Emily Hainsworth. I think is out now. I can't remember when it came out. Oh, yes. It came out, it looks like, in October. But Through to You, it's a debut novel by Emily Hainsworth. And it is a sort of romantic paranormal or sci-fi thriller. I guess not really sci-fi. It's more paranormal. And the main character is a guy named Camden Pike, who's a high schooler. He's a former football star. He had an injury, so he hasn't gone back to playing. And he just goes by Pike in the book, but his full name is Camden Pike. Or some people call him Cam. And he had been in a car accident with his girlfriend, who's like the love of his life.
Aww.
And she did not make it through the car crash. And so he's been, you know, grief-stricken and like really sad, depressed. And one night he's at the crash site where there's like a memorial up, and he sees this girl that sort of that he thinks is a ghost. So at first both him and you as the reader think, oh, it must be his like dead girlfriend. Mm-hmm. But it's not, it's a different girl. And it turns out she's not a ghost, but rather she's a girl from a parallel world. And in this parallel world, his girlfriend is still alive. And so it begins, and he kind of goes with her through like a portal sort of thing to this parallel world, and is able to sort of see his girlfriend and reconnect with her. But things aren't quite the same over there.
They're different?
They're different. And so it's about him trying to figure out what to do with his life, with the fact that there's this parallel world where, like, the love of his life is still alive, but it's not his world. And
is it, like, can he get to the parallel world wherever he is, or does he have to go to the site of the crash and meet the...
Yeah, there's a certain sort of entry point. And at the port I'm at, it doesn't seem like there's anything to keep him from going there, aside from the idea that he might be seen and, like, sort of caught. And that things seem slightly different. But in some literature that I have about the book, mm-hmm. it sounds like the entryway, or like the portal, is getting smaller. And so at some point he'll have to make a decision about what to do. But I haven't seen that in the book yet from where I'm at.
I see.
And then there's this other girl who he met at the portal that mm-hmm. could have brought him through. And she's alive in both worlds. And it seems like there's some sort of strange stuff going on in the parallel world, where the girlfriend's really jealous of him spending time with her and doesn't trust this other girl and says that she had once tried to steal him away from her. And so there's some drama there.
OMG.
It's interesting. I think, I don't know, it's not my favorite book so far, but I'm enjoying it, and it's a pretty fast read.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm actually listening to this one. I do have the book, but I've been listening to it, and I was kind of in need of a shorter audiobook to listen to because I'd been listening to a really long one, and it was taking too long. I had to give it a break.
Wow. But what, like... Are you, like, halfway through the book?
Or yeah, like? I think so. It's hard to say because I'm in the audiobook, but, yeah, I would guess I'm about halfway through. Maybe farther.
It's got an interesting cover. She's, like...
There's a lady lying in water. And you see her her reflection in the water.
I can walk on water.
I think that's,
water.
Like, the parallel world idea.
Oh, and she's, like, reaching through the...
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, and I haven't heard much about this book from, you know, what other people think of it, except I know VOYA, Voices of Youth Advocates, which is through the American Library Association. It's a publication of their Young Adult Library Services Association. Mm-hmm. They really liked it, gave it a starred review. And then I think I'd heard that they were making this into a movie, or that the rights to the movie had been auctioned, so... Or optioned, not auctioned.
Optioned.
Yeah, it's basically like reserving the rights to make the movie. And just because that happens doesn't always mean that the movie gets made. But there have been a lot of young adult books getting made into movies.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does knowing a book is being made into a movie make you want to read it more or less? Or does it not affect your wanting to read it at all?
With that book, I want to read it. But if I can see the movie, then why should I read it? Then I could see... No, I should still read it. But that happened to me with all the Twilight books. I was going to read the last one, but then the movie came out, and I was like, well, I'll just watch the movie. And then I never ended up reading it, and it was so sad. And then I gave it back to my friend, and now I don't have it. Yeah. I found a pencil.
You found a pencil?
Yeah.
Wow. That's really exciting.
It's
that doesn't
yellow.
Happen every day.
I know it doesn't. I always pick them up.
Just think of all the possibilities.
I know.
Of what you can do with that pencil.
I could break it. I could write with it. I could draw with it. I could glue it to something.
You could erase something.
I know. It's a yellow pencil, and it's got a pink eraser. And it has, like, green metal that connects the eraser to the yellow. And in green, it says on it, HB2 Dixon. And then the rest of what it says is, like, taken off because...
Someone took it off.
It was, like, chipped, sort of.
Oh, man.
And it has a sort of dull tip. It's not perfectly sharp, but it's still there, so I can still do something with it.
This is going to be a real new start for you.
I know.
Your life is going to be so exciting from this moment on. I'm really happy for you.
I could sell this pencil for $1 billion if I glued it to, like, a piece of gold. That would be exciting. Yay. I spent my morning typing today.
What were you typing?
Well, for school, I have to write a mystery. And the teacher is going to stop reading it after 30 pages. So it has to be less than 30 pages.
Hmm.
And I have to incorporate all these mystery terms. Yeah.
Can you tell me one of them? Like one of the terms?
Alibi.
Alibi?
Alibi, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And witness. Oh my gosh. Some of them are
so
like,
you actually have to have the words in the story, yeah. Or you just have to have the concept?
I have to have the words in the story. And like,
what is your mystery? Is it like a murder mystery? Is something missing?
It's a murder mystery, and like, it's about this farmer whose name is Farmer Johnson, and it takes place in Oklahoma. And Farmer Johnson was a tobacco farmer. Mm-hmm. And then he got shot at 2:14 a.m. And he got robbed of all his tobacco. And so then the sheriff and the detective are going to find it. But then the main character, who's a girl named Mia, she wants to find out who did it too. But the sheriff and the detective want her to, like, stay away from the crime scene because the farmer was her dad's friend. And then she's like, I'll find him for you, Daddy. Yeah.
That reminds me of a book I read recently called Three Times Lucky. Mm-hmm. It's not the murder mystery part isn't the same, but it is a murder mystery. And there's like sort of a small town and this guy shows up dead, turns up dead. And the main character is this kind of spunky girl who's best friend had recently stolen the boat from the guy who's just been killed, and then he returned the boat, but then the guy was found dead in his boat, so she's sort of worried that her friend is going to get in trouble for this murder even though he didn't do it.
Yeah.
But she just, you know, likes to be involved in stuff, so she decides that she's going to be a detective. And she and her best friend, although it's mostly just her, start Desperado Detectives. It's their agency. And they're working sort of on the case alongside the real or the adult detectives that don't really want them involved.
Yeah. This is pretty cool. What's it called?
Three Times Lucky.
Yeah, you said that. This is pretty cool.
I liked it. It's got a good audiobook too. Speaking of good audiobooks.
Yay. I very rarely listen to audiobooks. It's not good.
Not good? What's not good?
That I don't listen to audiobooks.
Hey, if it works for you, not doing it.
But I want to.
My trick is that I think if I have a reason to drive a lot, if I go like to visit my parents or if I have to commute a lot for work stuff, then I am really good at listening to audiobooks because I'll listen while I drive. Mm-hmm. But when I'm at home, I don't really have a CD player. So then I would just listen to stuff on my iPod. So it's like different. I have to make sure I have the right format. And I also like with some download programs for audiobooks, you can listen to them on faster speeds. And I like doing that. I listen at 1.5 speed.
That's so
'cause otherwise sometimes it's a little slow.
Like, and the person said hi.
Yeah, sometimes they read slowly and I like to speed it up a little bit,
like
help them out.
Like, and the person said hi to the other person and then yay. It must be so exciting.
What?
Making it speedy.
You can do it even faster. You can make it like double speed, but then it usually sounds funny.
Like, and the person said hi to the other person, and it was very loud. And you can't really understand what they're saying, and you sort of miss the story. Mm-hmm. Yep. And it's so exciting. Yay. It was warm today.
It was.
Yes.
It's been, the weather's been funny.
I know. It snowed and then it got warm.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah. Yeah. So.
Well.
Wow.
Since we've covered all the topics, books, you know, pencils, elephants, the boob. Maybe we should pass it on to the afternoon show.
Okay.
Can you believe it's already time?
Oh my gosh.
I feel like it was just last Monday.
Oh, I know.
We were listening to the afternoon show. Oh. After Bound by Books.
The afternoon. That's a good name for it. Mm-hmm. Just in the afternoon.
Do you think anyone afternoon ever show asks them when their show is?
Oh, well. Well, maybe if they want to know when is it early,
like, what time exactly?
Or late afternoon, mm-hmm, or mid afternoon. We're in mid afternoon.
It's a nice place to be.
I know.
So we're here every Monday.
From 3:30 to 4, talking about books. Books we love. Yay.
All that good stuff.
Yeah.
But
and if you want to suggest a book that we should read, you can email us.
Yeah, we have an email address. It's wearebound@gmail.com.
Yay! No caps.
It's in the running for longest email address ever created, but we think somebody else probably has us beat.
Yes.
Like wearebound@hotmail.com. That's longer.
Exactly. Or Yahoo.
But wearebound@gmail.com. Feel free to send us any suggested books that you think we'd like.
Or anything.
Or if
at
any
all
questions about the books we talked about today, which is The True Meaning of Smack Day by Adam Rex and Through to You by Emily Hainsworth.
Yay.
We also talk about pencils. So if you have any questions about pencils,
yes,
we'll do our best to help you out. But we'll leave you with the song as you stay tuned for the afternoon show.
In the afternoon. Bye. Have a nice day.
It's a god-awful small affair to the girl with the mousy hair. But her mummy is yelling no, and her daddy has told her to go. But her friend is nowhere to be seen. Now she walks through her sunken dream to the seat with the clearest view, and she's hooked to the silver screen. But the film is a sad thing for she's lived it 10 times or more. She could spit in the eyes of fools as they ask her to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Take a look at the law, man, beating up the wrong guy. Oh man, wonder if you'll ever know who's in the best-selling show. Is their life on Mars?